So check this out. Bright Hire just launched this amazing AI sidekick called Bright Hire Plan. It's like having your very own AI assistant that can build full interview plans in just minutes. Imagine going from a job title to a thoughtfully crafted, inclusive job description and a full structured interview plan in minutes. No, not hours anymore. It's a game changer for recruiters and hiring managers. I know I'm usually the one to hate on new tech, but honestly, this sounds incredible. This is AI used right for better quality and more efficiency. It's like the holy grail of recruiting. Dozens of companies from high growth startups to multi-billion dollar enterprises are already using Bright Hire Plan to save tons of money, time, and raise the quality of their hiring. And here's the best part. You can give Bright Hire Plan a spin for free. That's right, for free for 30 days. Just head over to brighthire.com to get started. That's brighthire.com to get started. Cheeseman out.
Hey, HR. Have you joined the programmatic revolution? If not, you're about to get schooled on how to take your organization to the next level. Check this out. 95% of CMOs use programmatic advertising, but only 5% of CHROs are using it to advertise their jobs. Where's the disconnect? PandoLogic uses powerful automation to drive higher-performing job ads without the bloated budget. It's time to transform the way you think about job advertising and join the revolution. Learn more at pandologic.com/revolution.
Like Shark Tank? Then you'll love Firing Squad. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman are here to put the recruiting industry's bravest, ballsiest, and baddest startups through the gauntlet to see if they've got what it takes to make it out alive. Dig a foxhole and duck for cover, kids. The Chad and Cheese podcast is taking it to a whole other level.
Oh, shit. It's another Monday Firing Squad, so I'm already pissed off. What's up, everybody? This is the Chad and Cheese podcast. I'm your co-host, Joel Cheeseman, joined as always by Chad Soash. And today we welcome Wedge HR and their CEO, Matt Baxter, to the show. Matt, welcome to the Chad and Cheese podcast. It's great to have you. Let's get to some quick personal stuff, and then we'll get to the company. Like, what should people know about Matt Baxter, the person?
Well, first off, he's having PTSD issues right now from being on the recruitment flex last week, and Shelley just driving his ass into the ground.
Those Canadians can be tough, can't they? Did they say sorry after they ripped you a new one?
Of course she did.
Sorry.
Love that. So I'm coming to you live from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm a Michigan guy. Grew up in Ann Arbor. I went to Hope College.
Dope. This show's over. Thanks for coming, Matt. Appreciate it.
I've got a golden retriever. I run Wedge, which we'll get into. I also have a little side hustle called the Hopper Popper. We dabble in toilets, and I've got a podcast myself.
I dabble in toilets, too. Okay, yep. Chad, tell him what he's won.
Well, Matt, you have 2 minutes to pitch Wedge. At the end of 2 minutes, you will hear that bell. Then Joel and I will hit you with rapid fire Q&A. If you start to get boring, shit starts to ramble, you're going to get the crickets. It means tighten up your game. At the end of Q&A, you will receive either big applause. Wedge will be a big hit, meaning you'll be able to move up to those silk undies where wedgies are delightful.
You'll be making gold-plated toilet bowls at that point.
Golf clap. It's time to pull that wedgie out of your crack and get focused because you might have something here. Oh, the firing squad! Nothing but cheap cotton and skid marks here, Matt. Hang it up and focus on Hopper Popper, big guys, because this ain't it. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's rock and roll.
All right. As much time as you need with a maximum of 2 minutes, Matt, in 3, 2.
Wedge HR is an asynchronous video interviewing platform. Asynchronous is very sexy or really annoying jargon, depending upon how you look at it, for on-demand or one-way. We help companies hire more efficiently and effectively by removing some of the headaches of, you know, scheduling, calendar invites, or just bad phone screens. And then also from a candidate's perspective, we help candidates shine above and beyond just traditional mechanisms like resumes and cover letters. you only get one single sheet of paper to tell who you are. And we don't believe that that's, you know, enough. And we believe that our platform can help share that for companies as well, too. So we work either directly with companies by selling our software solution, or we integrate with an ATS to help scale up as a feature part of their hiring process. So if you would like to learn more about Wedge HR, go to wedgehr.com.
Ooh. Okay. The first question is, when is facial recognition coming to the platform? That's the big question.
Oh gosh, hopefully never. Because if you're going to convince me otherwise, basically all facial recognition does is tell me, hey, Chad, that's you on the video. Nice. Now, people cheating and basically falsifying who they are in a video interview just does not happen. If we were talking about ACTs when there's 200 grand on the line about your ACT score, sure, you could talk me into it. But I think facial recognition is one of the dumbest things you could possibly do when it comes to pre-screening video interview.
That's right. Take a stand, man. So what the hell brought you into HR and recruitment tech or interviewing in the first place?
Natural. Apparently, I didn't explain this well enough to Shelly. That's a joke. I started my very first business was the chubby neighbor kid in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I push mowed a few lawns, probably for some extra beer money or fast food money. By the time I was a senior in high school, hired my first employee. By the time I was a sophomore in college, probably had hired 20 to 25 people. Had a chance to sell the lawn care company. No, it was not a big tech exit, but it was a fun little seed capital to get me started. And what I quickly learned while hiring for my lawn care was I didn't really care if somebody knew how to mow a lawn or weed whack. I cared, can you shake my hand? Can you have a conversation? If you could do those things, I could teach you the rest. So after talking to a bunch of employers in the world and who I previously did lawn care work for, everybody said hiring sucks, resumes are terrible, and we can't find good people. So to me, it seemed like there was a major gap in the market to create a more efficient and effective solution for companies, but also a way for candidates to share their story above and beyond just traditional resumes.
So I got to ask about the name because I always do. So Wedgie. You were originally competitive Wedge, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So why Wedge and not Edge? And then you went to Wedge HR because no one could spell competitive, or like what was the evolution of the name? And you've been around since 2015?
It was an idea in a napkin July 1st, 2015.
Okay, yeah. So just take me the evolution of the name because I'm always curious.
So one of my buddies sat me down. I think the original name, truth be told, was Stepping Stone, which it was a placeholder, and I'm not a very creative when it comes to naming. And he sat me down. And he said, I think the name should be Wedge because you guys are forming a wedge in the hiring process. And that was ultimately what stuck. And we realized we could actually be the Kleenex of interviewing and basically say, send me your wedge, or we reviewed a wedge. So, when it came to filing or wedge.com, remarkably expensive to get us started. And So, wanted to create something that was some form of a tag. So competitive wedge, spinoff of, what you alluded to, competitive edge. And then we realized our CTO had to type competitive every time he was writing code. And he said, competitive sucks. Let's drop it. And when you smack HR in the back end of anything, it helps the world know that you work in HR. So that's the very sexy, exciting story of Wedgie HR.
I love the developer bitch and how that changed the name. So if nothing else, that's great. And now 6 years later, you're getting made fun of by a couple of idiots on a podcast. So good for you. All right.
Company. I think I'm in good company.
So. Yeah. All right. So as this is an audible or audio format, walk me through as a job seeker how I get to the video interviewing, uploading stuff. Like, do I look at a job, apply, and then get an email to do video stuff? Is there a link within the job? Walk me through that.
Yeah, so I'll give two use cases that would be 95% of who uses Wedge. So use case number one is once a candidate applies for a job, wherever that may be, they would be moved in the next stage, a part of the ATS, and then they would be sent an invite by email. We're about to release text. It's not done yet, but by email. And they would be brought and say, hey, congratulations, you made it past the first round of XYZ. Here's your one-way video interview that you're going to go through. The other way, as you alluded to, would be you can include companies, if they choose to, can pop in a link right into their job description that if they want that to be for every candidate applying, they certainly can. So we're probably 70% have it be a secondary screen, 30% have it be the entry part of every hiring process.
So who is your target market from a company standpoint? And what do you see your target type of role filling to date?
Target company to date so far has been companies with 100 to 1,000 employees. We don't have any limitations on scaling up to enterprise, but just from a sales, you know, sales cycle perspective, it's just been easier working with small to mid-market companies. We're industry agnostic. Our main users of Wedge would be retail, manufacturing, high turnover positions, sales, account management, any form of role that would be customer facing. We don't typically enter into executive search in any way, shape, or form, but I would say mid-management and below would typically be our range. And as I alluded to, it's not really industry related. Now, with COVID, we've had some changes to that, but we could dive into that.
Okay. So are you going straight to market, direct to hiring companies with this, or is this actually happening through partnerships with applicant tracking systems, CRMs, job boards? How are you going to market with this?
Majority of our revenue partnerships and everything is through, majority of our revenue growth and companies using Wedge are through partnerships like applicant tracking systems. So, or job boards, the same exact thing. And so we continue to scale up by forming new partnerships with organizations that want to leverage video as a feature part of their hiring process. And we can fill that void, spin up an integration overnight sort of thing, and off to the races. So we certainly do have some that are direct that are great. But for the most part, most organizations want that integration to happen.
And speaking of integrations, talk me through your mindset of this, because usually when we have startups come on and we talk about integrations with ATSs, you know, names like Greenhouse, Smart Recruiters, iSIMS, JobVite, et cetera. And your list is a little strange to me. There are three ATSs listed on your website. You have Jazz HR, which is fairly well known, but then you have Applicant Pro and Hiring Optimization. So talk me through why partner with those guys versus some of the names I mentioned.
Yeah, so without disclosing information that's too early, but some of the names that you listed, those are active partnerships that we're either in conversations with or pursuing. So those certainly are there. But, you know, Jazz HR, for example, or Applicant Pro are phenomenal SMB applicant tracking systems. And those mm-hmm. just happen to be our first ones. And they've been great. They've, you know, SMB organizations, you know, 100 to 500 employees that want to use video, they want a cost effective, easy to use solution. Those have been fantastic. There are some ATSs that you can get into that you may be one of 25 different vendors. And the only way you get bumped up on the list is if you come and say, hey, here's 100,000 new clients and yada, yada, yada. Let me be friends with you guys sort of thing. And for us, we'd rather partner with the applicant tracking systems that are motivated to push our solution, assuming we're offering good service and assuming we're helping make them money and assuming we're help making their product more sticky, which is all things that we do and we want to be able to do. But ultimately, you know, we want partners that are not afraid to push our product, or we can form a partnership that's obviously mutually beneficial, just above and beyond a, hey, here's our list, get in line sort of thing.
Gotcha. Yeah. One of the benefits when we talk to chatbots is ghosting. And I'm really curious from a video perspective, what's your bounce rate on videos? How many people that are invited don't do it? How many bail through the process? Or is it like a really high level of completion rates on these?
Yeah, again, a little of that's dependent upon where in the process this lives. Certainly front end portion of the application, you may have higher ghosting versus, you know, once you've already had a few touch points with a candidate. So mm-hmm. From what I know in the industry, the assessment world, it's about a 30% completion rate when you send out an invitation for somebody to complete an assessment. Our completion rate is hovering right around 50%, between 51 and 52%. Now, obviously, as we scale up, that those numbers we hope to continue as well. But there are certain things that you can do that drastically shoots that up, like text reminders or email reminders or deadlines. And those are all things that we're actively working on, you know, pushing through.
Okay, so Zoom, Teams, Whereby, Slack, Facebook, videos everywhere. And instead of buying another platform, why wouldn't hiring companies use what corporate HQ have already purchased them and integrate that into their hiring process? It's what they already know. It's part of their daily routine. So why get into another platform like Wedge instead of just integrating with one of those?
So you can throw other names my way and I can address these, but the ones that you just listed are all what's called synchronous platforms or live platforms. Wedge is not a live solution. We are an asynchronous video interview solution. So we are a pre-screen. You would set up a series of hiring manager would set up a series of questions. Candidates would respond to those on their own time, comfort of their own home from any device. And then you get to review those results on your own time, comfort of your own home. So we're an asynchronous platform. And so different than Zoom, which is synchronous and requires us to schedule and be on, you know, Zoom at the same time. Now, with that being said, we're not trying to get rid of Zoom and we're not trying to get rid of resumes, but we're trying to be a pre-screen that allows you to determine who's at least worth bringing on to that time when it requires us to be live. And so to your other point, you know, about the systems, we learned that was kind of ultimately why we went down the applicant tracking system approach, is that if we're selling our product direct, at some point in time, they got to figure out where it lives in the system or where it lives in their hiring process. Where if we integrate with any of our different ATS partners, we can literally set Wedge up so that you barely even know we exist. And it's, you know, dropped in simple right in your ATS. And there's things like automatic workflows. There's things like triggered response or batch invites, all of which allows the whole process to be so super seamless and lives right in the ATS. So you don't have to be bopping around different platforms. So two-part answer. Hopefully I covered both.
What's up, guys? I got a question for you. What happens when you bring the power of AI to programmatic advertising? Well, game-changing efficiency, of course. What does that mean to you? Improved conversion rates, reduced cost per application, and ultimately the one metric that we all know truly matters, reduced cost per hire. Sounds pretty good, right? Well, great news. This technology already exists. Introducing HireMaster.ai. HireMaster.ai is a data-driven model that analyzes a wide range of data sources. It considers factors such as candidate demographics, job type, industry, and historical performance data. It continuously monitors and optimizes your job advertising campaigns to adapt to changing market conditions and maximum results. HireMaster AI empowers recruiting teams to work more efficiently and effectively by automating certain tasks and providing valuable data-driven insights. Why not give it a shot today? Learn more and start your trial by visiting HireMaster.ai now. That's HireMaster.ai.
Yep. So why is the one-way interviewing process better for candidates? And then also, why is it better for hiring managers?
For candidates, I mean, and I know you both may roll your eyes at this, but my sort of tagline, and I actually believe this to be true, is that I think everybody has a story and those stories are worth telling. And I think right now, when you're applying for a job, you're talking about a single dimension sheet of paper that's supposed to tell your whole story and why you're worthwhile moving through the process. We're talking about a resume. We're talking about basically, however much life experience that you have, we're trying to boil that down to one sheet of paper that is supposedly a good determining factor of whether that person has cultural fit or that person would work well with the team. And I think that's not enough. And I think that's actually a really bad representation of people. I'm not trying to get rid of resumes entirely, but why Wedge is worthwhile for the candidate is it's a brief opportunity to share a little bit more about yourself so that people have a better understanding of who you are before you walk in the door. Supplement that with a resume. Great. Show your experience, your qualifications, all those different things. But for the companies that stand up there and say, we love hiring for culture, but get in line if you only have 10 to 12 years experience and we want a PhD too, you're not hiring for culture. You're hiring for qualifications first and then maybe culture. But I think the narrative has shifted and I think people want to know who they're working next to. And that's why I think asynchronous or one way or a brief 1 to 2 minute long video is a phenomenal way to at least leverage that. And then on the company side, you know, think about the number of bad phone screens, the number of bad Zoom videos, or the number of hundreds of schedulings that you have to deal with. And what Wedge is trying to do, again, we're not trying to eliminate phone screens or Zoom, but what we're trying to do is say, out of your 100 resumes that you just reviewed, you whittled that down to 50 that you have time to phone screen. Why don't you have those 50 do a video interview? Why don't you have those 3 do a video interview and at least determine who's worthwhile to bring into the next stage? That way you can be that much more intentional, that much more focused. And then the other piece, in my opinion, which I think is kind of game changer, is the fact that you can share videos. So a company can now all of a sudden share their video with other people. So Joel, let's say you're the CEO and Chad, you're the CFO and I'm the hiring manager. You guys may not sit on every single phone screen or every single Zoom, but what I can do is I can take my 3 minute video of 30 different candidates, push them your way and say, hey, take a brief look at these before we actually, you know, interview every single one. And so it's really, really nice for collaboration as well.
We touched on competition and there's a lot of clutter out there. There's a lot of noise. I'm curious, aside from the integrations and some of the partnerships, what are you doing marketing wise to sort of set you apart from all the noise that's out there right now?
Yes, aside from the ATS integrations, but that's hard not to address. I mean, that's our major growth strategy. Huh. And we make our products so very simple and easy. And I know that may not be a protective rights, but the fact that you can sign up for Wedge, set a position up, invite candidates in 5 minutes, this is not a major technical implementation. You could do it today sort of thing. So we really focus heavily on making our products so remarkably simple and easy. And again, so you barely even know we exist. And so, on the candidate side, I believe that we're the only platform in the market that's actually focusing on candidate first. We're about to drop our new candidate experience where we offer just a really, really great experience for the candidate to feel safe in this environment. Video is new for people. You allow retakes. You allow just a actually good looking tech versus really, really clunky pieces of crap that suck, but actually be a tech company that offers a wonderful experience. And so, you know, there's a couple different angles, but we're coming out to the world saying we want to be simple and easy to use for the company, and we want to be a wonderful candidate experience on the candidates.
So in light of sort of that investment that you've made in the course of your existence, you've raised roughly $2 million, correct?
Yeah. So we raised $1 million so far, and we're wrapping up a funding round as we speak. Yep.
And you had some seed rounds before that, it looks like. So what has the money been spent on? It sounds like a lot of development. Am I missing anything? And in terms of raising more money, where do you expect that investment to go?
The previous capital that we've raised has been towards obviously building the product, building some early stage partners, obviously beta testing back in the day, and basically setting up our partnership and the foundation so that we can scale up. The current round and what we're scaling up with would be bringing on additional engineers to obviously constantly be improving the partners, the product. And then we're going to be also adding new partners as well, too. And then obviously scaling up from a marketing perspective as well.
Excellent. Okay. So let's talk about the pricing. It's neat. It's simple. How much onboarding does it actually take for an SMB to get up and running? Is that pretty much fairly simple if a company comes directly to you versus going through like an applicant tracking system partner like Jazz HR?
If they come directly to us and they're not using it through an ATS, it's probably maybe a demo and maybe a follow-up demo with other people on the team if multiple people are using it. But that may take 30 minutes to an hour that we can get them squared away with. With an ATS, it's typically one demo and they're ready to rock.
Okay.
So it's pretty simple. Again, some HR, and love them to death, some HR folks typically like a little bit reassurance. And so we obviously will happily give that to them. So.
Okay. So if I'm a company around 500 employees and I get on an annual plan, this is an all you can eat plan for, tell me if I'm wrong here, less than $5,000 a year. Is that correct?
That's right.
Why so fucking cheap?
Because HR does not come to you with big budgets. But at the end of the day, I mean, that's the idea is to scale up like crazy, is to say we can offer our solution. It's a value add for us. It's a value add for you. Unlimited, limited use. You can scale up during different seasons of your hiring, and let's show the value in a hurry. So that's we found that to be a wonderful pitch and people love it. And that's why we're growing.
Did you have some evolution in the pricing? Because you adhere to a little smaller business. So I'm sure like to ask for a lot of money is a little bit like pulling teeth.
Oh yeah. We evolved. I mean, there's different things that we've tested and any of my team members, if they happen to listen to this, they're going to crack up because we had some of the most obnoxious pricing conversations through the years. But we had like price per seat or volume base or usage base, and it's just complicated. And typically it just, you can close deals way faster if you just have it be an all you can drink model and make it easy. And people seem to like that. So,
bias D&I is a huge topic these days, and video formats tend to be under a little bit of scrutiny in terms of unbiased hiring and anonymity for candidates, whereas an automated chatbot, for example, can really claim unbiased because they don't see who they're talking to or who the video is of. So do you guys have a solution for that? Is it a question that you're looking at solving, or we're not really worried about it because our customers aren't sort of asking for it.
5 years ago, when I first pitched the idea, I probably had 30 people ask me the same question. So I've learned to love this topic, and it's certainly something that we're constantly concerned and talking about and making sure that we're doing the best we possibly can. At the end of the day, asynchronous video interview is a platform that you can watch, rewatch, and share with other people. The majority of bias and discrimination issues arise when it's one person reviewing one piece of information. So one-on-one review of a resume, one-on-one interview, one-on-one phone screen. Whereas leveraging a tool like Wedge or asynchronous video, you can share it to other people, part of your hiring team. Number one is a system of record that you can actually go back to. Number two, you can invite other people to review the video, and therefore, with more people involved, you can decrease issues like discrimination and bias. And so we're actively having that conversation. We're actively talking to organizations about how we can better improve that. But at the end of the day, we're capable of actually being an asset, a part of this conversation, to say we can actually help you lower discrimination cases and lower bias cases by having more people review the video. And the problem is, in the current hiring solution, it's typically one person phone screening and then a set of notes that they pass along. But the nice thing is, with one-way video interview, you can all watch the same exact piece of information versus one person's interpretation of somebody else's notes.
How global is your product? Any international companies, or is it all North America for the most part?
For the most part, it's North America. We have a few to say that we're having massive market share international. Yeah. Not fair, but we've been introduced to a couple partners that are helping that direction happen. So not there yet, but working on it.
Okay. So my last question is, what do you want to be when you grow up? So you're raising more money. Is this, flip this thing in a couple of years? I know you're an entrepreneur at heart, it sounds like. Is this, you want this to be a long-term thing? You want to build the tallest skyscraper in Ann Arbor one day? Like, what's the mission for your company?
It's a great question. And my answer probably slightly changes based upon how stressed I am. This is the first season in a while that I have never been more bullish and excited about what we're doing. And it's just, rather than running the day to day, I'm finally in a chance where I can actually take a step back and say, we actually, I think, can revolutionize the way hiring works. Our goal right now is to make asynchronous video a staple part of the hiring process. But then to add that, we can begin to revolutionize hiring from a video standpoint and not be one of these clunky platforms and not be one of these bad techs, but actually be a wonderful vendor and scale up accordingly. And so my what do I want to be when I grow up? I want to build Wedge to be the biggest we possibly can be. You know, if there's somebody who comes alongside and said, hey, we can take it to the next level with you, sure, we'll entertain that. But right now, I think we've got a great team, great folks, and great investors, and let's blow the top off.
Roger that. By the way, as a single guy with no kids, you are not allowed to be stressed ever. All right.
Never.
That's the bell. And you know what that means, Matt. You're facing the firing squad. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, get him, Chad.
Dude, so much fucking noise out there. Asynchronous video, synchronous video, so many different platforms to choose from, so many platforms to integrate with. One thing that is fairly amazing for your platform is that the market has been validated. StepStone acquires Cameo, Modern Hire acquires Sonru, Outmatch acquires Launchpad, iSims, EasyRecruit, Phenom, TalentQ. You get the idea, right? This is happening. The validation is there. Scale is necessary. And that's why we're seeing all this validation, because we understand that, at least the vendors understand that scale is necessary around interviewing. A better experience is necessary around interviewing. But to be quite frank, this is such a widely used type of platform. You have to separate yourself by business model, strategy, and leadership. And I think, to be quite frank, Matt, this is where you're knocking it out of the park. You are not trying to go after the big iSims of the world and try to get into their long list of integrations. You're working with organizations like the Jazz HRs and some of the others who really are hungry to get into this market, to evolve their platform, and prospectively, who knows, be part of an acquisition package down the road. So I think, other than your pricing, which is cheap, too fucking cheap, I think this is a big applause.
Wow. Nice job, Matt.
Thank you. I don't know if it's the wedgie title or what, but thank you.
Definitely wedgie.
the hopper popper. Yeah, you laid the groundwork for a successful firing squad. Look, I don't have much to add to that. I think I'm always a fan of if you're an average surfer on a big wave, like you're probably going to be a pretty good surfer. If you're a really good surfer on a shitty wave, it's going to be a bad situation. And you, from my perspective, look like a pretty good surfer on a pretty good fucking wave.
Hang 10, motherfucker.
And you would almost have to fuck this up to not be successful with the way that you're going. I think if you're looking to raise more money, that's obviously going to be more development for you. I think we're going to see more integrations from what you're doing. Video chat already commented on that. There's money flowing in the streets for stuff that you're doing. So for me, I have not much else to add. A big applause. I say warm up the Brinks truck. It's boats and hoes for you, my friend. Boats and hoes. And since you're single, I can say that without any guilt whatsoever.
Still working HR. Got to be a little careful.
This is the Chad and Cheese podcast.
Of course.
How do you feel?
I feel great. I will admit I'm a bit shocked, but I got to give a shout out to Shelly and Serge. They prepared me well, so hopefully we did all right, but I feel great.
You're going to diss us like that on your final note? That's bullshit.
I just ruined the whole thing.
All right, Matt, where can our listeners find out more about you and buy the product?
I'm occasionally loud and obnoxious on LinkedIn, so you can find me just at Matt Baxter on LinkedIn. You also can find our business at wedgehr.com. You can also follow my podcast, which is the Matt Baxter Show, and all three of those are pretty accessible.
All right. Well, excellent. Done. Chad.
We out.
This has been the Firing Squad. Be sure to subscribe to the Chad and Cheese podcast so you don't miss an episode. And if you're a startup who wants to face the Firing Squad, contact the boys at chadcheese.com today. That's www.chadcheese.com.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.